In these absurd days, too, when we are all trying to be as psychic and silly and superstitious as possible. People got up and trod on other people. Chairs were overturned. The Leeds policeman ran. How the matter settled itself, I do not know. We were much too anxious to disentangle ourselves from the affair and get out of range of the eye of the old gentleman in the bath chair to make minute inquiries. As soon as we were sufficiently cool and sufficiently recovered from our giddiness and nausea and confusion of mind to do so, we stood up and, skirting the crowd, directed our steps back along the road, below the Metropole, towards Gibbon's house. But amidst the din, I heard very distinctly the gentleman who had been sitting beside the lady of the ruptured sunshade, using quite unjustifiable threats and language to one of those chair attendants who have "Inspector" written on their caps.
"If you didn't throw the dog," he said, "who did?"